Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
One thing that I always like to think about is how do we protect ourselves? How do we feel safe? And so I want to welcome my YouTube crew in. We can go ahead and get logged into our Mentimeter code, 38137914. So go ahead and get logged in. Now, I'm the type of guy where, hey, I'm at home, I just close the garage, and that's safe enough for me. I don't need to set the alarm, I don't need to lock the door, and that's me, right? Now, my wife on the other hand, Jack, Tasha does not play with security. She got the fanciest alarm, the door's locked, you got one of them Jimmy rig that you put up under the door handle and you kick it, you are not coming into our house. I call her the Secret Service agent of the Jackson family. But I appreciate that safety. And so I ask you all, what makes you feel protected and safe? What makes you feel protected and safe? So as answers come up here, I know we're just such a spiritual church. I love it. But I asked Kennedy and Grant, I said, Kennedy and Grant, what makes you feel protected and safe? Man, I thought it was going to be all kind of answers. I'm not going to go there on them. I'm not going to leave that alone. But they said, Dad, you make us feel protected and safe. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. So as we look at our answers up here, amen to God. We have family, myself, company. I see money, my husband, a locked door, stability. This is good. Financial peace. You know, so a lot of these things up here, amen for God being in the center. Let's give our hands a... I'm just going to stop preaching right now. Point taken, right? But no, I'm going to keep going. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we can invest in. We can invest in that financial nest egg. We can invest in the technology to make us feel safe. We can invest in people, relationships, the businesses we build, and the degrees that we obtain. We can even sometimes make ourselves feel protected with the substances that we put in our body. But you know what Grant said, and Kennedy was not too far off. Dad, you make me feel safe. Because spiritually, our spiritual dad, he provides us protection that is the greatest protection agent in his Holy Spirit. Turn over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Here, this is an incredible section in the Gospels. John, you really got to check out the book of John. He writes in a unique way, different from the Gospel, the other Gospels, especially Matthew. And here, Jesus is in the middle of a conversation on the eve of his death, and he is inviting his disciples to the cross. Yes, to die, we know they all go on to die physically, but he's inviting them to the cross spiritually. To die to the way that they lived and to move to the way that Jesus is living. He's trying to get them to understand, hey, I'm going to be going away. Imagine what they must have felt like. These were just young guys. They must have felt like, Jesus, hold on, dude. You just got here. It's only been 3 years. It hasn't even been five. If you go, who's going to tell us what to do? We will be lost. We won't know what our next steps are. But when you think about a mentor that's been in your life, somebody that's helped you along the way in the journey, and they've tried to communicate to you, hey, this relationship is not going to always be like it is. I'm going to have to go at some point. And you ain't going nowhere. Hush. I pick with Mike all the time. Mike told me he's going to move down to Florida. I say, hush, Mike, you ain't going nowhere, man. But if Mike left, I would be tore up because I wouldn't know the next step in my life. But when you think about Jesus, Jesus sets us up in such a special way. He communicates, hey, when I go to heaven, I am going to send you the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, we're going to start in verse 15. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. These words from Jesus are so comforting and yet so simple. Now, first things first, let's get the obvious out of the way. Loving Jesus is not just with words. We cannot just say, I love you, Jesus, and it all be good. Loving Jesus is the heart of submission and obedience. Mike said last week, Jesus will be with us if we do what he asks us to do. He actually repeats it twice in this section. Keep my commands. That's how you love me. Now, obedience to Jesus definitely is our personal morality, dealing with sin, following the commands. Yet, in this section, Jesus is emphasizing love one another. And he wants them to have faith in him. That is what demonstrates the obedience to his commands. Then if you're obedient, look at the next promise from Jesus. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Say forever. And that's the title of the message today, God's Gift Forever. The Holy Spirit is translated the helper. And the ancient Greek word that means helper is parakletos. Parakletos, a little Greek there for you. So this word means several different things. The one that helps you. An advocate, a counselor, an advisor, an interceder, a legal defender. It also describes a helpmate that comes alongside you, or even the help that opposes. Now, where have we heard the help that comes alongside or the help that opposes? Angel, come on, Keegan. What chapter? What Bible chapter? Anybody know? Genesis chapter 2. Look at these Bible scholars in here. We are ready to go deep in our Bibles. Remember, Rabbi Jesus is a rabbi. He's Jewish. And the way they teach is they communicate what's in the Old Testament scriptures to point back to a deeper meaning. Now, I don't know what Rabbi Jesus is doing here. I encourage you, go back, study it out. See if there's a deeper meaning that Jesus is communicating to his disciples because he's pointing back to Genesis chapter 2. I don't have time for that, but I challenge you to figure out, is there a connection there? The Holy Spirit. First time I encountered that, I thought the Holy Spirit was a thing, an it. He is an individual. He is a part of the God, Son, Spirit Trinity, or team I like to refer to. Look what the next scripture tells us. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Now, when I first heard this, I was freaked out. I'm like, I don't want nothing living inside of me. The only thing I knew at that time was like spiritual hauntings and all kind of weird stuff. I'm like, man, what I done got myself into messing with these spiritual people? I don't want no weirdness inside of me. But Jesus is just saying, listen, I got to go away, but I'm going to leave you with an individual that will be the greatest protection in your life. He will be your own personal security agent living inside of you. You see, Jesus was inviting his disciples here in John 14, as well as anybody else who wanted to follow him. He was inviting them to say, listen, don't worry about the troubles of the world. Yes, you will suffer, but I am giving you someone special so that you would never be alone. And you will have your own personal Secret Service agent living inside of you. So, I have developed my own security detail this morning. And as they get into position, one of the things you got to know about security is if you've seen the movie Wakanda and you've seen the Woman King, you know why my wife is up here. And so we're going to have my security team take their positions. And I guarantee y'all ain't nobody going to come up on this stage right now. So security, the Secret Service agents, these people are trained to protect. They are trained to take a bullet for the president. Well, we still got some more training to do. Honey, you, golly, not even the boss lady gonna take a bullet. Man. But spiritually, how much more will God's spirit protect us? The president has a whole team of people that are willing to die for him. The spirit is much more powerful than the most protected man in this world. Amen? Able to be protected from maybe parental neglect. Or maybe a teacher that has annoyed you in your past or even not giving you much attention now. Maybe it's a spouse that said, I do on the wedding day and currently is saying, I don't. And the marriage is struggling. Maybe it's some type of abuse and they're all different types. Or maybe you just simply been dismissed. The Holy Spirit provides protection for that. Jesus did not say that we wouldn't go through financial collapse, betrayal, church hurt, conflict that Mike talked about last week, our kids not being who we thought they would be. Why am I not married yet, God? I'm lonely. Or disease and aging and the body just can't do what it used to do anymore. But Jesus did give us his Holy Spirit for healing from these wounds. And that's the major point that I have for you this morning. The Holy Spirit is an agent of healing. He is encouraging us. He's giving us hope and confidence that those wounds that we just talked about and others can be healed. Why? Because you are literally never alone. Because of God's gift forever. Amen? Amen. Repeat after me. God's gift, forever. God's gift, forever. This is the love of the Father. That he would think about us, each and every one of us, before time was time. That he made a conscious decision that says, the way I'm going to set it up, I'm going to live inside of you. I'm going to go on this journey of life with you. He is God. You know, sometimes we think that God is so far removed that he's way away in heaven. But this is our Father we're talking about. He transcends the fabric of time and space as we know it to live inside of his disciples. That is so reassuring for me. Now, security detail, y'all may return to your duties. You can say that's it straight. Now, I don't want to make this message about pneumatology. Yes, what? Pneumatology is the theological study of the Holy Spirit. There are classes that we will have later on in the year that will go deeper in that. But there are several biblical foundational truths I do want to communicate to us this morning. Number one, how does the Holy Spirit work in the Old Testament? Numerous scriptures, I just have references for you there that you can write down and go back to. Numbers chapter 17, verse 11, the Holy Spirit comes upon people. That is how he works. He comes upon you to move you in a direction that God deems. Why? If we go to how the Holy Spirit works in the New Testament, John chapter 7, verse 38, 39, it clearly states that the Spirit had not yet been given up because Jesus had not yet been glorified. He had not yet gone to the cross and died to give his Spirit up so that it can live inside of us. So even during the time of Jesus, they're still under the Old Testament, and so the Spirit moved in a different way than when Mike talked about last week. The Holy Spirit moved inside of the people. The last one, which I think is the most critical one, how do we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? That matters because the scripture tells us in Romans 8 that when Jesus comes back, he's looking for a seal of approval. And the seal of approval is his Spirit living inside of us. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Please write this one down. Study it out. A lot of times on Sunday morning, this scripture is not talked about, is not discussed in detail. What does it take? First, you got to be cut to the heart. You got to surrender. The people said, oh, we have killed Jesus. We did that. We were there. They were cut to the heart. They said, brothers, what shall we do? That's surrender. That is, I'm done doing it my way. And Peter keeps it very simple. Repent and be baptized, and you will receive forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not all of us have God's Secret Service agent living inside of us. It's a tough fact, but it's life. It's real. We haven't yet submitted to God's word and the obedience to Jesus, which means our lives, your character, doesn't reflect love for Jesus. We can't just say it. We can't just say, I love Jesus. But at the heart, our heart says, Jesus, I don't want you telling me how to live my life. I got it all figured out. I'm going to do me. I got it covered, big man. I get it. I used to say it all the time 10 years ago. I said it all the time. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love God. Why did I say it? I didn't want to feel like I was going to hell. I wanted to make myself feel good, but I was telling myself a lie. Because I was running in and out of the strip clubs with the boys, doing all kind of foolish things that almost ended my marriage. So we got to understand, what does it actually mean? I had wounds that I needed to heal. I had a lack of self-esteem, but I didn't know how to heal them because I didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. And then Tasha and I, we meet Chris and Allison Stower. Some of y'all know them down in Tallahassee. And they said, Ann and Tasha, y'all don't have to stay in that position. You have a choice. And so they helped us. They walked with us. They studied out the scriptures with us, which I've never did before. And we made a choice. We made a decision to be baptized together on August 24th, 2012. And a decade later, our lives are revolutionized 180 degrees. I ain't got it all figured out. She ain't got it all figured out neither. But darn it, we are healing. Amen. So maybe you have no idea about the biblical Holy Spirit. That's okay. You don't have to stay in that position this morning. I invite you to go on a journey with God. Whoever invited you out or you have a relationship with, ask them, say, hey, I want to go on a journey with God, that dude Jackson talking about. What is that? Maybe you have been on a journey with God. Maybe you've been fellowshipping with us here for a while, and you just need a little bit more guidance. You need a community to walk with you to help you heal your wounds. Or maybe you've been a disciple for some time, and we need to fan into flame the Holy Spirit. And things have been tough over these last 3 or 4 years. I get it. But we have to keep in step with the Spirit, my mature brothers and sisters. Amen? It's challenging. But we never have to stay in the position we're currently in now. We do have a choice. Write this one down. Write this one down. Healing comes through surrender to the Holy Spirit. The scriptures are very clear what it looks like to surrender to the Spirit. You don't have to turn here. I want to read this for you. You can take it down. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we've never even heard of that there was a Holy Spirit. So Paul asked, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him. That is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I love the Bible. Very clear. You can't argue with it. So these were some good dudes. They probably had great servant hearts. They were disciples of John, which means they were just working off of what John had taught them. But this is the New Testament. Jesus has died. He has ascended. His spirit had been given up. So there was something new that needed to be added. These men surrendered to the Spirit. They had no idea. Now, it didn't mean that they did. They heard of the term the Holy Spirit. They just didn't know it was available to live inside of them. That's the critical piece. And then a side note, brothers and sisters, let's have conversation with people and see where they are spiritually. There was something that Paul saw in their lives that said, hey, guys, where are you right now? What's going on? There was something. I don't know what that is, but Paul said something. So just like John chapter 14, Jesus was inviting his disciples to the cross. If you do not know if or when you receive the Holy Spirit, Jesus is also inviting you to the cross. He's inviting you to come to him, to go on a journey with him, to go deeper, to find out, where am I really at? So that I can be healed. What is the number one thing, person, situation that's preventing you from healing right now? Got a little word cloud up there, and traditionally with our Mentimeter, church has been so amazingly open and honest, and we really appreciate that. And I know this is a tough one, but it's good to get it out. You know, for me, early on, when I first became a disciple, it was my career. I wanted to use orthopedic surgery to build me up because I lacked self-esteem that I felt like I did not get early on in my life. So I sacrificed everything, wife, family, kid, for the career in an unhealthy way. 5 years ago, so it was doing things so that people can say, attaboy, Ed, good job, Ed. And it was unhealthy in the reason why I was motivated to do things. If we look at some of these up here, this is real. Myself, pride, anxiety, fear, other options, that's deep. Shame, past hurt, addiction. This is real, man. And this is why we come to church on Sunday morning, amen? The things on this screen are the would-be assassins. Because that's what the Secret Service is presenting from the president, assassination. These things want to assassinate us. The evil one is crafty, and he is deceitful, and he will come at you at your weakest point so that you don't heal. And if we don't heal, then we don't become more like Jesus. Amen? But there are two men today that say they want to be healed. They want to be healed forever. They want God's Secret Service agent living inside of them. They want to change forever. They want to have God's gift living inside of them. To know that his love endures forever. What would it look like, brothers and sisters, for us as a body of Christ to have the conviction that if we love and obey Jesus, that we will have all the protection, all the safety, and all the healing that we will ever need? But this starts at the cross. It starts at the cross and finishes with Jesus' blood on the ground. Jesus' blood allowed the Holy Spirit to be given up so that those of us that choose to follow Jesus can have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And that produces healing. Amen. We will now have our time of communion. And the communion is an opportunity for us to remember Jesus on the cross. Please raise your hand if you need a communion, and one of the host team members will get that to you. It is the body of Jesus represented by the cracker, the blood of Jesus represented by the juice. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you. The opportunity that we have right now, God, we wouldn't trade for anything in the world. God, to be in your presence with your people, to work on our hearts of surrender so that we can be healed of our hurt and our pain, so that we can help others, so that we can partner with you to heal this world, to bring it back to you, Holy Father. God, I know that there is a lot going on, but let us focus right now on your son at the cross, because that is our why. It has always been our why and will forever be our why. In your holy son's name I pray, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.